Love Lady just up from AAA. The pitch is way inside, almost hit him. Bryce able to thrust back out of the way, though, from ball one. Love Lady making his third appearance as a Cub. 2 1/3 scoreless prior to this one. A 1-1 pitch. That's a strike with a fastball right at the top of the zone. Very, very top. Saw Love Lady last year pitching for Oakland 27 games. Before that, he was a Kansas City Royal. 1-2 pitch fouled back by Terang. Got a piece to stay alive. Wisniewski in line for the win. 90 pitches to go 6 1/3 scoreless. He was great. 1-2 again. Down low that time on a slider taken by Terang. It's 2-2. Joey Ortiz has moved into the on-deck circle. That's Oliver Dunn's spot. Ortiz set to pinch hit. One out. 2-2 pitch. Way inside. Look out, Bryce. He spun back. Got out of the way. It's ball three. That was coming at his helmet. In fact, that batting helmet flew off of his head down into the dirt. Couple very inside pitches in this at-bat. And Lovelady's gone full on Terang. Bryce given a little bit of time to compose himself after that. Now back in there. 3-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Elevated fastball. 2 gone in the inning. Then here is the pinch hitter, Joey Ortiz. So Oliver Dunn is finished. He had a hit. Yep. Only two Brewers that had hits off of Wisniewski, Terang and Dunn. Joey Ortiz coming in hitting 266. Homer and 8 driven in. And he will more than likely stay in to play third. So Love Lady trying to make it a 1-2-3 seventh inning. First pitch coming. Taken in at the knees. 93 mile an hour strike one from Love Lady. Of this three-game series, first of 13 games between the Brewers and Cubs this year. 0-1 pitch, fouled back, took a cut at a slider, just nicked it, and it's 0-2 on Joey Ortiz. Brewers a one-game lead over the Cubs in the Central coming into the weekend. If the Cubs can hold on, they'd be tied. Two out, bases empty. The 0-2 pitch, down and away that time. Slider taken by Ortiz. Blake Perkins on deck, hoping for a chance. 1-2 pitch, popped to first. Play for Michael Busch, retreating behind the bag and onto the outfield grass. He makes the catch and the inning is over. 10 seconds for station identification on the Brewers Radio Network.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
1-2-3 inning between Wisniewski and Lovelady. Seventh inning stretch. 1-0 Chicago on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time.
Following Brewers Sunday home games, all kids ages 14 and under can come down to the field and run the bases at American Family Field, courtesy of Aurora Healthcare. The post-game kids run the bases line begins along the first baseline on the field level.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
enter Quick Trip's Around the Bases contest, presented by Ferrero. Just stop by your neighborhood Quick Trip. Purchase any Kinder Bueno, Butterfinger, or 100 Grand with Quick Rewards, and you're entered to win. If you're selected and the Brewers score in the first inning, you walk away with a $100 Quick Trip gift card. Compliments of Ferrero. Visit quicktrip.com/sweepstakes for more information. No purchase necessary. Quick Trip and Ferrero, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know that they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more. That's join139.com.
Blaine's Farm and Fleet, your lawn and garden headquarters. They make it easy for you. Shop in-store or at farmandfleet.com. Find value and quality at Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
Elvis Piguero takes over for Joe Ross, who is on the hook for what would be a very tough luck loss. 1-0 Cubs as we go to the bottom of the seventh. Piguero to face Dansby Swanson to begin it. Anders pitch, chopped on the ground to third. Joey Ortiz stayed in over there after pinch hitting. He fields the second hop and throws out Swanson. One pitch out to begin the relief appearance for Elvis. Seventh inning stretch sponsored by IslandResortGolf.com. The Island is your premier resort destination, the largest north of Milwaukee, and the place to be this summer. Book your trip today at IslandResortAndCasino.com. Joe Ross, 86 pitches to get through six. Just the home run by Morrell, the only damage. Here's Matt Mervis, and he'll take low ball one. No walks today for Joe. He attacked. Mervis struck out each time he faced Ross. Elvis Piguero now in game number 14. He's 3-0 with a 3.60 earned run average coming in. And he misses down and in. It's 2-0 on Mervis. Elvis always from the stretch. 2-0 pitch. Mervis swings and pops it foul third base side, moving over into foul territory Ortiz, but the ball is going to sail a few rows into the seats, and it's 2-1. Piguero last pitch Tuesday, an inning in two-thirds in that crazy game that had the fisticuffs against Tampa. He came in after Freddy Peralta got ejected. 2-1, popped up again, but this one in fair territory left side. Into shallow left it goes for Bowers, who comes in, calls off the outgoing Adames, and Jake makes the catch. 2-out. A couple of routine ones for Elvis Piguero. That brings up the catcher, Miguel Amaya. Out hitting the crew 6-3. Amaya grounded out twice against Ross, once to short, once to third. Piguero looking for a 1-2-3, and he pumps in a sinker at the knees. 97 mile an hour strike one. Nothing Cubs, and the 0-1 pitch skips in. That slider bounced in front of the plate, goes to the backstop. 1-1 the count. In the eighth inning, Brewers have 9-1-2 in their order due up. Perkins, Frelick, and Contreras. Adbert Alzolay, he is getting loose for Chicago. Piguero's 1-1 to Amaya, rolled foul on the ground past third, and it's 1-2. Chicago pitching has combined to retire 10 straight Brewer batters. Alzolay not closing as much anymore. That's been taken over by Hector Neris. The 1-2 coming. Down and away on a slider, and it's 2-2 on Miguel Amaya. Alzolay has 4 blown saves this season. He's getting ready for the 8th, it appears. 2-2 coming. Lined in a right center field. That's a base hit, Amaya, and it splits the gap. Over to his left to cut it off is Perkins. Taking off for a second, Amaya. Perkins throw in plenty of time. Amaya's tagged out. He just walked right into the tag of Adames. He knew he was done for. How about that throw by Blake Perkins? Going over into right center field on a single by Amaya. And he threw it right to Willie Adames. That's about as out as you can be trying to stretch a single. So we head to the 8th, and it's still 1-0 Cubs on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
It's that time of year again, Wisconsin. Hunting season is back. Before you head out, remember that safety is always the number one target for a successful hunt. So when you're out in the woods this season, practice these simple tips. Treat every firearm like it's loaded. Always point your muzzle in a safe direction. Be certain of your target and don't touch the trigger until you're ready to shoot. For more safety tips, visit dnr.wisconsin.gov. Brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources.
Save big money on your next project with help from Menards. Move water where you need it quickly with a Barracuda sump pump. Sump pumps keep your basement dry when big storms hit unexpectedly. Get a half-horsepower cast iron Barracuda sump pump on sale now through May 5th. Hurry into Menards. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Woodman's. I'm Clint.
I'm Phil. Saving you big time money on snacks.
10 to 15 ounce Craven pretzels, $1.69 a bag. Or 8 ounce Craven chips, just $1.99 a bag.
I can rub a hot prices on snacks.
Pretzels, $1.69 or chips, $1.99.
Hey, these taste just like the national brands, but they're half the price.
Better products, better prices, better service because we're employee-owned.
It's Woodman's.
American Family Insurance is here to help you get one step closer to your dreams. All of your dreams. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Visit AmFam.com to learn more.
Good one today at Wrigley. 1-0 Cubs into the 8th. Richard Lovelady stays out to begin this 8th inning as Blake Perkins leads off after his great throw from center. Here's Lane Grindle.
Yeah, you figure that Lovelady's probably in there for the first two batters of this inning at least. And the first pitch to Blake Perkins is taken for a strike. He had squared to bunt and pulled the bat back, and it's 0-1. Alzolay has been getting loose in that bullpen for Chicago. He's the right-hander. A 1 swing and a miss at a slider in on that back foot of Perkins. He's quickly behind, 0-2. Blake 0-2 in this game so far, a 1-0 Cubs lead. Top of the 8th in Chicago. The pitch. And Blake took up and away with a fastball at 92. Pretty good pitch from Lovelady. Very close. But Blake better for it. And he stays in the at-bat. 1-2 pitch. Lined into right. Will this carry? Coming in and diving and making a great catch is Tauchman in right field. Wow. With the wind knocking it down, I think it held it up just enough. And Tauchman got a good break on it and made a nice sliding catch to rob Perkins of a single. And there's one away, and now Craig Counsell's popping out of the dugout. Or is this Tommy Hotovy? No, that's Craig Counsell. As Jackson Churio had emerged in the on-deck circle, and Craig Counsell's going to take the baseball from Richard Lovelady. That's going to be it for him. And Alzolay is coming into this game. U.S. Cellular, the call to the bullpen has been made. U.S. Cellular is proud to support the Brewers and remind you that when the Brewers are on your hands for high-fiving, not scrolling, U.S. Cellular, built for us. Alzolay coming in to face Jackson Churio It is a 1-0 Cubs lead here at Wrigley in the top of the eighth on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Thanks for calling
Toyota.
In the
woods with Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker and his pal Tony.
Ah, you just can't beat camping in Wisconsin, Tony. The great outdoors. Lots of friendly folks, too. Can you believe how many stopped by when we were cooking up those Usinger brats?
Well, especially after they saw your sign, Uke, Usinger brats on the grill.
Always nice to share a Usinger brat with friends.
I saw a couple bears, too.
Hey, bears are fine. No cardinals, though. Everybody loves Usingers. Just keep them away from my peppered bacon.
Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
Hi, Jan. I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park for some tug-of-war. Or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Do you trust your insurance agent? Do you trust your insurance company? Well, you'd better. Because all they've really sold you is a promise. A promise to be there when things go bad. To step up and put everything back the way it was. So, if you don't trust your insurance company, maybe it's time to find one you do trust. West Bend. The worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Albert Alzolay takes over on the mound for Chicago. Jackson Churio, the pinch hitter, and a swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. A 1-0 Cubs lead. Top of the eighth inning here in Chicago. One out, nobody on. Alzolay, the pitch, and a swing and a miss. And it's nothing and two on Churio. He swung over the top of a slider. Alzolay has been very gettable. He gave up 3 runs, although they were all unearned. In his last outing on Tuesday against the Mets. Churio takes outside, 1-2. In fact, he lost the closer job earlier this year. He gave up a home run in that outing in New York. He's had a couple of days off. A 3.55 ERA on the season for Alzolay. 1-2, way outside. It's 2-2. Yoel Piops and Hobie Milner both getting loose in the Brewers' bullpen. The rookie Jackson Churio. 2-2. Pops it up. Foul territory. Giving it a look is the first baseman Bush, but it'll find the seats above the Brewers' first base dugout. And it stays at 2-2 on Churio. But with the speed of Churio, you'd love to just get him on anyhow, anyway. See if he can try to swipe a bag. And of course, you'd be getting Contreras to the plate. He was the guy you want up in a run-scoring situation. 2-2's fouled back and out of play, and Churio battling. Stays at 2-2 on Jackson. One away, top of the eighth inning, a 1-0 Cubs lead. Series opener here in Chicago. It has been a dandy so far. 2-2 pitch. Churio took down and in. And it's full now. 3-2 on Churio. This has been a very mature at bat from Jackson. Battling back and getting himself back in the count. And now full count. The pitch. Churio, ground ball back up the middle. It'll be gloved by Horner in shallow center. No play for him. It's a single for Churio. And there's a start with one out. So Jackson pinch hitting comes through. And once that got past the second base bag, you knew that Churio had himself a base hit. Again, Horner showing good range by just getting a glove on that thing in shallow center. And now you get Contreras to the plate. One out, runner at first. Alzolay brings home the pitch, and Contreras took a strike. It's 0-1. Today's eighth inning brought to you by the Wisconsin Laborers District Council, representing 9,000 skilled union laborers throughout Wisconsin. Learn more at liunawisconsin.org. That's L-I-U-N-A, and feel the power.
Pitch missed inside. And it's a ball and a strike on Contreras. That hit from Churio, just the fourth hit of the afternoon for the Brewers. And three of the four have been what you would term as infield singles. Toss to first, and back in time is Churio. I mean, technically, that base hit by Churio reached the outfield, but it was a slow-rolling ground ball that just barely reached shallow center field. There goes Churio, the 1-1. Pitches a strike, throw to second, not in time. Jackson has stolen a bag, and he gets himself into scoring position, and a one-ball, two-strike count on Contreras. Stolen base number six for Jackson Churio, and that means Delta Dental donating to the Boys and Girls Clubs of Wisconsin. Delta Dental and Delta Vision, two great plans and one name you trust. 1-2 on Contreras. Alzolay from the stretch, the pitch. Up and in, it's 2-2. Brewers with a scoring opportunity now, and the guy they want up at the plate. Contreras 0-3 this afternoon. Two-two pitch. Lined into left field. That is going to get down. Churio racing around third. Here's the relay to the plate. Churio in there safely. Contreras ties it up with an RBI single here in the eighth. An aggressive send by Jason Lane. Swanson on the cutoff. Delivered it home, but Jackson just too fast. And he slid in there safely. And we are tied at one with Tyler Black coming to the plate and still just one away. Black takes a strike. It's 0-1. Another very hard hit ball from William Contreras. A one. And Black took it low. One ball and one strike.
And it was a great read by Churio from second base. He was running on the crack of the bat. I don't know how he knew that was going to fall. As hard as it was hit, it could have carried out to half. But that's why he scored.
1-1 pitch. Black takes outside, 2-1. That ball was hit so hard, and Happ was charging it. He almost had to play it on a little bit of a short hop. But Churio's aggressiveness pays off for the Crew. 2-1. Black, a swing and a miss at a cut fastball. And it's two balls and two strikes. Adbert Alzolay, he has had his struggles at the back of this Cubs bullpen, and the Brewers continuing that theme against him here in this eighth inning. 2-2 pitch. Ground ball, but a foul ball at the first baseline. Michael Busch played it and spun and threw to second base. The crowd reacted to it, but it was a foul ball by plenty. Two balls and two strikes on Black. Well, it's shandy season. Baseball fans, Leinenkugel Summer Shandy. Refreshing Weiss beer, natural lemonade flavor. Leinenkugel's, flavor of the moment. Black is 0-2 with a walk today. 2-2 pitch. And he took it outside. It's three balls and two strikes. So Tyler Black really working the count here against Alzolay. Contreras with his lead from first. 3-2. And a called third strike. Tyler Black thought that was outside. He might have had a beef. Very close pitch. Certainly was right on that edge of being a strike or a ball. Probably was outside. If it missed, it didn't miss by much, but Nick Marley said it caught the outside edge. So Black down on strikes, and now here's Willie Adames. And the pitch in there for a strike, and that was low. And Willie Adames shaking his head at Nick Marley. It's 0-1. Ferris hit first with two outs, a 1-1 ball game. Now Zilai looks in. Contreras taking off. Here's the pitch, up and in. Adames hits the deck. Contreras gets to second with a stolen base. And Willie, helmet flew off. He'll go for a little walk. Get his helmet back on and then climb back into the box. Third stolen base of the year for Contreras. Gets himself into scoring position. The 1-1. And Adames took a strike at the very bottom of the zone. Willie didn't like that call either. That one, I think, was a strike. The first one, not so much. It's 1-2 on Adames. That's a really good pitch that time from Alzolay. So the crowd here at Wrigley making some noise. They recognize big moment in this game. Go-ahead run at second base, top of the eighth inning in a 1-1 ball game. Alzolay kicks and delivers. And Adames took down and away with a slider. And it's two balls and two strikes. Alzolay has thrown 24 pitches and recorded just one out so far in this inning. Again, the 2-2 pitch. Poked foul and out of play behind home plate. And it stays at two balls and two strikes on Willie. The Brewers with a pair of stolen bases in this inning. The Churio one looms large right now. 2-2. Hit foul and out of play down the first baseline. Adames starting to get a little better cuts against Alzolay's fastball. A little bit late on that 95 mile per hour offering. 2-2. Ground ball back up the middle. It'll sneak through and into center field. Contreras around third. Score. Adames delivers, and the Brewers take a 2-1 lead. Willie Adames, clutch as they come. 8 RBIs in those final two games of that series against Tampa Bay. And he delivers a go-ahead RBI here in the eighth inning at Wrigley. And Tommy Hotovy out there to talk to Edward Alzolay as the Brewers putting some really good at-bats together against Alzolay. And that was not that hard of a ground ball up the middle, but well placed and just out of the reach of Dansby Swanson.
Boy, Swanson was doing everything he could to get a glove on it. He knew he wasn't going to be able to get an out. But if he knocks the ball down, that prevents from Contreras from scoring. Couldn't quite reach it.
Colton Brewer is getting loose in the Cubs bullpen. Brewers have gotten to Alzolay for 2 runs here in the 8th. Jake Bowers the batter. And Adames at first. Pitches a strike, it's 0-1. Brewers looking for some network health insurance runs now. How nice is that to say from where we were 15 minutes ago? A one pitch. Bowers took outside. It's 1-1. Hit a home run with your health insurance. Visit networkhealth.com to find the perfect plan for you and your family. Runner at first, 2 outs. 1-1 on Bowers. The pitch. Hit foul and out of play, third base side. 1-2 on Jake. A 30-pitch inning now for Alzolay. And a 2-1 Brewers lead. There goes the runner. Pitch is down, and Adames in there with stolen base number 5 on the year. Brewers have stolen 3 bases on the Cubs here in this 8th inning. A
another donation to the Boys and Girls Clubs, courtesy of Delta Dental and Delta Vision. So now Adames into scoring position and a two-ball, two-strike count on Bowers. The pitch lined into center. That'll get down for a base hit. Adames streaking around third. He will score that big insurance run. Bowers comes through. 3-1 Milwaukee. Together, a team offensive clinic here in this eighth inning. Stolen bases, two strike hits, two out hits, and they've knocked Edward Alzolay out of this game. And he is going to hear some boos from the fans here at the friendly confines. The Brewers with a 3-1 lead and a pitching change made by Craig Counsell. It's a U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen. They're proud to support the Brewers. When the game is on, notifications go off. Enjoy the game with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Colton Brewer coming in. A 3-1 Brewers lead in the top of the eighth on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Hey, Milwaukee. Are you looking for a win? Try Unleaded 88. Unleaded 88 is available at lots of Wisconsin gas stations. It's cheaper than regular fuel, and it's better for your engine. Unleaded 88 is grown and produced by Wisconsin farmers. When you fill up with Unleaded 88, you save money, reduce pollution, get a cleaner engine, and you support local farmers. That's a win for all of us. Learn more at WIBiofuels.org.
It's that time of year again, Wisconsin. Hunting season is back. Before you head out, remember that safety is always the number one target for a successful hunt. So when you're out in the woods this season, practice these simple tips. Treat every firearm like it's loaded. Always point your muzzle in a safe direction. Be certain of your target and don't touch the trigger until you're ready to shoot. For more safety tips, visit dnr.wisconsin.gov. Brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources.
We're the Woodmans. I'm Clint.
I'm Phil, saving you big time money on popcorn.
10-ounce skinny pop or 16-ounce Bailey popcorn, both $4.69 each.
I can run the hot prices on popcorn.
Skinny pop or Bailey popcorn, both $4.69.
Save big time money on your favorite popcorn.
Better products, better prices, better service, because we're employees.
Over on the mound for the Cubs. First pitch to Reese Hoskins. Bowers takes off. Here's the throw to second, and it is not in time. Pitches a strike on Hoskins, so it's 0-1. Very close play at second. Craig Counsell will not challenge, so another stolen base for the Brewers. For Bowers, that's his second of the season, and now this pitch goes over the head of Hoskins and all the way back to the screen, so Bowers go to third on the wild pitch. And things just unraveling right now for Chicago here in this top of the eighth inning. All started with a one-out pinch hit single by Jackson Churiel, where he fell behind 0-2 and battled back and ended up rolling a base hit up the middle. The 1-1 to Hoskins. In there with a strike, it's 1-2. Hoskins 0-for-3 this afternoon. A 3-1 Brewers lead. Bowers standing at third with two outs. 1-2 pitch. Chopped foul at the plate. And it stays at 1-2. Edward Alzolay faced five batters, Josh. He gave up four hits. The only out he recorded was a strikeout looking of Tyler Black, and that pitch looked outside. Very questionable call. What was a 3-2 count? 1-2. Chopped foul again by Hoskins. And it stays at 1-2. The struggles continue for Edward Alzolay here in Chicago.
And I think you also have to give the Brewers hitters credit. They put some really tough at-bats together against him. Not all those hits were on bad pitches.
That's a great point. A lot of counts that were worked.
1-2, that's rolled foul up the first baseline. And it stays at 1-2. There was a story that came out yesterday on Pat Murphy and how his personality has bled over onto this team and how they compete every pitch. And you're seeing that here in this eighth inning. 1-2. Hoskins got a piece of it, fouled it back. And this at bat, another great example of it. Fall behind, keep fouling pitches off. Stay in the at bat and stay present. That is something the Brewers talk a lot about in that clubhouse, and it has happened here in this eighth. 1-2 pitch. Hoskins a swing and a miss. And the inning is over, but the Brewers push three across. And they take a 3-1 lead as we go to the bottom of the eighth on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Worga's Auto and Truck Center offers free estimates and services all makes and models. Worga's, getting you back on the road faster. Highway 13, Phillips, Wisconsin.
The J.C. Builders team of Phillips will bring your vision to life. Our playbook is geared towards specializing in custom homes, storage buildings, additions, and remodels. We're committed to excellence and employ the area's best craftsmen to make that dream project something you can treasure. J.C. Builders, where quality custom homes come to life. Give them a call at 715-339-4234 or log on to jcbuilderswi.com.
Hungry as a bear? After cheering on the Brewers, head to Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden, Wisconsin. Mondays feature fabulous fried chicken with fries. Tuesdays, tacos and nacho platters. Thursday, chill out with chili. And Fridays, reel in our famous fish fries. Saturdays, save a prime rib. And Sundays, enjoy prime rib sandwiches. Book your party with us, up to 100 guests. Find us downtown Glidden, off of Highway 13 and Grand Street, in the Black Bear capital of the world. Step up to the plate and let Nick and his all-star team from Lakeside Property Services and Management knock your landscaping out of the park. No matter what the season, we've got you covered from mowing to plowing and everything in between. Transform your yard into a home run with patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, plus expert yard beautification and maintenance. Need sod, seeding, fertilizing, or weed control? We've got that covered too. Trust us to manage your summer homes while you're away. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Yoel Piops takes over on the mound for the Brewers here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Joey Weimer is now in left field for the Crew, and Jackson Churio stays in this game. He's in right field for the Brewers. A 3-1 Brewers lead. They trailed 1-0 going into the top of the eighth inning. And they put together a 3-run inning, 4 hits in the inning, 4 stolen bases in the inning for the Brewers. And now here's Piams, who hasn't worked since the last road trip in Pittsburgh. And Pete Crow Armstrong is the first batter to face him, swings through a changeup, and it's 0-1. Brings home the 0-1 pitch. Bouncer on the right side. Charging it is Terang. Easy play to first. And there's one away. I mean, love watching the style of baseball the Brewers played in the top of the eighth inning. The way they strung hits together. The way they stole bases. They saw an opportunity. And they took advantage of it. Jake Bowers, by the way, is in the game at first base still. So he moves from left to first. As the pitch to Nico Horner comes up and in, it's 1-0. So Tyler Black is no longer in this game. And no strikes on Horner. The pitch in there with a strike, and it's 1-1. So Weimer occupies Black's spot in the lineup for the Brewers. 1-1. Missed inside. 2 balls and 1 strike. So Ricky Weeks had the wheels turning a little bit here, making some good moves. 2-1. Ground ball, fair ball inside the third base bag and down that left field line. Horner turning first. He's headed for second. Now he'll put the brakes on. And the Brewers lucky he did because Joey Weimer fell down as he was hustling over to that baseball. And he's slow to get up. And he is limping a little bit. And Dave Yeager is headed out there. Surprised Horner put the brakes on like he did because as was turning first, that's when Weimer went down picking that ball up, and it looked like his leg just got caught a little bit. And Ricky Weeks on his way out there now too to check on Joey Weimer to see if he can stay in this game. Remember, Frelick out of the game, Churio already in the game. Your options here would be to potentially put Gary Sanchez at first base and put Bowers back out in left field, as the Brewers a little bit thin on that bench right now. This is the last thing you want to have happen is Joey get hurt, and I think Joey's going to leave this game. So Bowers is doing exactly that. He's going to go back, and he's going to get his glove switched out, get his outfield card as well for his hat. And what an unfortunate thing for the Brewers. You just made these changes defensively, and Gary Sanchez is coming into this game. And remember, Gary working with a little bit of a health issue too with that hamstring. He's going to have to play first base here for the Crew. So the Brewers bench is now empty. They've used everybody. Bowers was at first base for two batters and now has to go back out there to left. Very unfortunate for the Crew. And you hope that Joey Weimer's okay, but the fact that he's lifted is certainly of concern, both for this game and just for the future as well.
To tell, Lane, what really happened out there in the outfield as he chased that ball. Went down, and you just wonder, did he get his cleat caught in the grass?
It's kind of what it looked like, but it's hard to know. It'd be interesting to get an explanation of that after the game here today. So a 3-1 Brewers lead. Piamps, after the single given up to Horner, facing Mike Tauchman in a swing and a miss. It's 0-1. It's really wild when you look at first base and see Horner still standing there. That felt like a double all the way. A one. Lifted in the air to left. Playable for Bowers. Moving a couple of steps to his right with the sunglasses on. Squeezes it for out number two. And there's two away now. And Ian Happ coming to the plate for Chicago. Making Wisconsin's finest cheese spreads for over 50 years. Pine River's a fixture at summertime get-togethers. You can look for it at fine stores where you'll also find Usinger's, America's finest sausage, and Cedarcrest, Wisconsin's premium ice cream. First pitch to Happ, a swing and a miss on a fastball, and it's 0-1. Lifted in the air to left. Playable again for Bowers. Moves back into his right a couple of steps. He's there, makes the catch. And Yoel Piamps puts up a zero in the bottom of the eighth. We go to the ninth. It's a 3-1 Brewers lead on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
Spring fishing is finally here, and Fleet Farm has everything you need to reel in more fish this year. Upgrade your gear with the best brands like Rapala, Berkley, and St. Croix. Find exclusive flicker sheds you won't find anywhere else, starting at $12.99. Get rod and reel combos starting at only $24.99. And shop our wide selection of fishing line that starts at just $4.99. Land top fishing gear and everything else you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm.
No matter where you're headed, Sitco is a good place to start. Whether you're off to the ballpark, dog park, or amusement park, driving range,
lounge or drive-in theater. Saturday morning soccer or Sunday brunch. Citgo top-tier tri-clean gasoline gets you where you're going and keeps your engine running cleaner and smoother along the way. Whether you're traveling near or far, when you start with Citgo, you're good to go.
Suit up for the $800,000 Sports Car Series at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of four new Toyota GR86s, or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, five times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Pottawatomie. For more details, visit facebig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Bob Uecker is the sound of summer.
Oh, my goodness.
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
A 3-1 Brewers lead as we go to the top of the ninth inning. And Brewers stays out there on the mound for Chicago. Bryce Terang leads things off for the Crew. And he takes the first pitch outside. It's 1-0. Have Trevor McGill getting loose in their bullpen. Terang takes a strike. Brewer looking in. Terang 2-for-3 this afternoon, and a 1-1. Takes a strike on that outside edge. That was the slider, and it's 1-2. And Terang will use his timeout. Trailed 1-0 going into the eighth inning today. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Curveball down and in. And Terang strikes out. Second strikeout recorded by Brewer since coming on. And here's Joey Ortiz.
How has he never pitched for the Brewers? Taylor made, right?
First pitch to Joey Ortiz. Misses down and away with a slider. It's 1-0. Well, the Brewers had Brewer Hicklin as a position player during spring training. Could you imagine if you had Colton Brewer and Brewer Hicklin in the same clubhouse? 1-0 is in there for a strike, and it's 1-1. One Brewers lead here. Top of the ninth inning, the 1-1 pitch. Ortiz takes a strike. Dropped a curveball on the inside corner, and it's 1-2. Brewers with no bench players left. That is of note. 1-2 is tapped foul over near the on-deck circle. And it stays at a ball and two strikes on Ortiz. Sanchez now in this game at first base. Pat Murphy said before the game he's good to go. 1-2. Up and in. It's two balls and two strikes. Pat Murphy said, might not be 100%, but we feel like it's trending in the right direction and that if we needed him to be pressed into action, he could give us what we need. And that's why no IL stint for Gary Sanchez. 2-2. Missed down and in. The count is full. Three balls and two strikes. And now Sanchez right away. This game has a way of, you know, baseball finds you. It also has a way of getting you into the game like Tyler Black the other day in his debut. Pressed into action in the first inning. 3-2 to Ortiz. Line down the right field line. That is a fair ball. It'll roll into the corner. Ortiz off to the races. He is rounding second. Headed for third. Ortiz, a belly flop slide in there with a one-out triple. Joey Ortiz sends one down the other way. Down that right field line. Into the corner. And a three-bagger for Joey. And the Brewers with a 3-1 lead and one out. And another big insurance run 90 feet away forced the Cubs to bring that infield in against Blake Perkins. to Perkins in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. That is a huge insurance run in the back pocket of Joey Ortiz over at third base. Brewer looks in. A one offering to Perkins. Missed outside. And it's 1-1. Terang struck out Ortiz with a triple down the right field line. And now Perkins trying to get him home. 1-1 pitch. Bunting. And pulled the bat back, took it low for a ball, and it's 2-1. Perkins, the switch hitter up there, is a lefty against the righty Brewer. The 2-1. Hit on a one-hopper to the shortstop, Swanson. Back to the bag goes Ortiz at third. And Swanson will throw to first and retire Perkins. Well, that's just tough luck. Did what he needed to do, put it in play, but with that infield drawn in, hit it right at Dansby Swanson. And unable to get the runner home. And so now the infield will go back to normal depth. With two outs and Jackson Churio coming to the plate. First offering to Churio, lifted high in the air into shallow left center. That is Happ taking charge, making the catch, and the inning is over. Brewers got a one-out triple from Ortiz, but they strand him at third base. To the bottom of the ninth we go. The Brewers protecting a two-run lead. It's 3-1 Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North of Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
In mid-2017, we received the news that nobody wants to hear. Your child has cancer. St. Jude made us feel that everything was gonna be alright. It's like an army of people working together, following the same dream, which is getting 100% success rate for curing childhood cancer.
Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Brewer Bus Trip is back. Join us for this memorable trip, July 11th, to take a one-day adventure to AmFam Field to watch the Brewers take on the Pirates in field-level seats hosted by Big G. Cost is $110 per person, which includes a comfortable ride on the Krug Tour Bus, parking, and your ticket to the game. Seating is limited, so call before June 1st to reserve your spot, as these will go fast. Call 715-762-3221 or email us WCQM at civicmedia.us. Worga's Auto and Truck Center is your worry-free auto repair place for auto body, tune-ups, oil changes, and more. Worga's, Highway 13, Phillips, Wisconsin.
Well, we go to the bottom of the ninth inning here at Wrigley Field. Brewers protecting a 3-1 lead, and Trevor McGill, the former Cub, is on to try and collect a Fleet Farm save. Find savings on everything you need in one stop at Fleet Farm. McGill worked an inning in that Tampa Bay series. It was a scoreless inning. Of course, the outing before that came in Pittsburgh when he collected his first career save. And he's looking for a save here this afternoon against the team he made his big league debut with. This will be his seventh outing of the season. And he gets Christopher Morel to lead things off here in the bottom of the ninth. First pitch. And a swing and a miss. He chased a fastball at 99. And it's 0-1. Morel accounted for the only run of this game for Chicago so far. A solo shot back in the sixth. 0-1, a swing and a miss. And it's 0-2. And McGill has blown two fastballs right by him on the first two pitches. Does he stay with it? Or do we see that curveball? 0-2 pitch. There was the curveball. He took it for ball one. McGill hoping that Morrell in swing mode down 0-2, but he didn't chase. Two pitch. Up and in. Fastball at 99. And it's even at 2 balls and 2 strikes on Morrell. Morrell, then Bush, and then Swanson scheduled to hit here against McGill in the bottom of the ninth. Curveball called third strike. Oh, a beautiful curveball broke off by McGill. And he strikes out Morrell looking. An ortho ASAP strikeout, and there's one away. Trevor McGill makes fairly quick work of Christopher Morrell. And now here's Michael Bush, who's had a good day. He's 2 for 3 with a double. McGill's pitch missed down and away with a fastball at 97. And it's 1-0. Hitting 274 on the year with 6 home runs and 17 driven in. 1-0 offering. Caught the inside corner with a fastball. And it's 1-1. The pitch. In there with a strike on a fastball that caught the low inside corner. It's 1-2. The 33,557 that are here did not appreciate it. At least the Cubs fans in that group didn't. 1-2. Ground ball to second base. Scooped by Terang. Throw to first in time. And there's two down, and the Cubs down to their last out. A lot of Brewers fans here today, as is always the case when these two teams get together. So much attention paid to Craig Counsell managing against his former club. Plenty of rounds left over the course of the season, but the Brewers one out away from claiming round one. And here's Dansby Swanson, 0 for 3 today. McGill delivers. Swung on and fouled back into the net. It's 0-1. Pat Murphy suspended. He'll be back tomorrow. Ricky Weeks doing the managing today for the crew, but I will tell you, this game has Pat Murphy's fingerprints all over it. Pitch lifted in the air, shallow right field. Churio racing in, out goes Terang. It's Churio who calls him off, makes the catch, and the Brewers take game one at Wrigley. They come from behind with a 3-run 8th inning, and they take down the Cubs 3-1 here this afternoon in Chicago. A clinic on the base paths. A very well-pitched game, and the Brewers get it done, and they win their 20th game of the season in thrilling fashion here this afternoon at Wrigley. We are back to tell you all about it after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Miller Lite is the light beer brewed for people who love the taste of beer. For those who are always the first to volunteer for beer runs. Who hit up tailgates for sports that they don't even like. And believe having a beer fridge in the garage is non-negotiable. It's a 96-calorie, 3.2-carb love letter to beer lovers. Who know that the best part of beer is the beer part. Tastes like Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
Miller High Life. Always flavorful, always refreshing, always at the right price. The champagne of beers. Welcome to the High Life. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Miller Lite is the light. light beer brewed for people who love the taste of beer. It's a 96-calorie, 3.2-carb love letter to beer lovers. Tastes like Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
Jeff Levering and wife Ashley love their patio door from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
It's so bright, it's so clear. I can see the kids outside playing, and it makes it comfortable for the life we live.
I love the roll screen. The fact that the screen is on the inside and no drafts, it's a game changer.
Right now, get 0% interest refinancing for up to 48 months when you order by May 31st. Set your free in-home consultation at PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. That's 531-2024.
It's time to turn off ringers and cheer for dingers.